they always say a president has their first 100 days initiatives. That's what's most important. In your first 100 days, what's at the top of your list?
Yeah, enrollment. We have to make sure that we, you know, our budget is based on how many students we have, and we have to make sure that that we have the adequate number of students. And so enrollment is still open. We're still accepting students for the fall. Check our webpage. Give us a shout. We're still enrolling students. But that's the big one. We've got to make sure that we have the students and have the programming and the instructors available for those students, all the resources necessary. That's what I've got to learn. I've got to learn the academic programs that we have and where the needs are, where the challenges are, and make sure that they're operating to the best benefit for our students. We've got to make sure that we're not rich in community colleges. We have, restrictions on our budgets, and we have to make sure that all of that is in line, that we're as efficient as possible and productive as possible, that we're being great stewards of the money that we get through tuition and fees from our students and from the state and from the local millage that we have, all of those sources. We have to make sure that we use that money very well, and not just the money, but the time and talent and energy of our employees. We have to make sure that we have things structured properly so that they can get the most out of their day without being overly burdened to get the work done.
Community colleges, higher education, we have our challenges ahead of us. I mean, we've seen enrollment numbers kind of stagger the past few years. There is a decline. What can we do to help encourage those students to go get that degree?
Yeah, I think the most powerful part of that is understanding that the jobs today and the jobs tomorrow require something past high school, something past the traditional high school degree. I'm not suggesting that you have to leave high school and go to a college to get that. We need to accelerate that. We need to get those students while they're in high school into those technical programs or college classes and give them that experience, that opportunity, the internships with employers, all of those things while they're in high school. Let them explore it. And then if they need to come on to ASU Mountain Home after that, come on. We'll get you another semester or two or three or four that you need to get the job that you want or to transfer on to another college or university. But making sure that people understand that the jobs that they want to have, and it's in all sectors, there are very few jobs out there today that just a high school diploma, and that's not a small thing. I don't say that lightly when I say just a high, but it's not enough for the jobs that we have today and tomorrow. And so that's where community colleges live. We can provide those classes while they're still in high school. We can provide those classes right out of high school. We can provide that to those people who may have chosen a different career path when they got out of high school and have worked for a number of years, and it's time to come back and reskill, retool for the jobs that are available now. And that's where ASU Mountain Home lives.